Last year, private schools got about $43 million in public money under Vermont's school choice system. And while Vermonters are used to thumbing through their town reports to see how their local schools spend money, independent schools have a much lower bar when reporting their finances. Now the State Board of Education says it wants more oversight on how Vermont's independent schools use public money. As part of our series, Vermont's Choice, Private Schools, Public Money, VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Vermont has one of the most unique school choice systems in the country. If a town doesn't have a high school, for example, families can take their public education money and use it at a private school, outside of their district, and even out of state. Vermont and Maine are the only two states that allow that. And Vermont's school choice option has given rise to a hybrid public-private system, where some schools take in millions of dollars with very little state or local oversight on how the money's being spent. Sean Marie Oler is on the State Board of Education, and she says if private schools accept the public money, they need to open up their books a little bit more.
The board is looking for a little more accountability and transparency on both, not to sort of pull apart what they're spending, but to make sure that they're fiscally viable to continue and that they're using the funds for the education of the students.
Private schools that want to accept school choice students have to be approved by the State Board of Education, and the board is proposing changes to the rules that govern that approval process. Currently, independent schools are under no obligation to share financial information, even though some of the larger ones receive millions of taxpayer dollars each year. And at some private schools, 80 or 90% of the kids use public money to attend. Nicole Mace is director of the Vermont School Boards Association, and she says if private schools choose to take in state funds, there should be some measure of oversight.
We need to be asking hard questions about how we're spending our resources and if we're using them in a way that's delivering results for students, communities, taxpayers.
So the board has worked to come up with rules for all of the independent schools.
You use the term reasonable cause, but I don't think you ever really define it.
If you look and see...
At a recent meeting, board members and representatives of independent schools struggled to define words like, quote, reasonable cause and financial capacity. The overarching debate is about just how much power Vermont's education secretary should have to look deeper into a school's finances and how much extra work the independent schools need to do to satisfy the state.
Are you opposed to an independent school, small or large, being required, as public schools are, to do an audit every certain amount of years?
Some of the independent schools are accredited by a National Education Association, and the state board might be willing to use those accreditations as evidence of financial stability. But there's a wide range of schools with different missions that are large and small. Some of them take in hundreds of thousands of state dollars annually, and some use much less. Mosaic Learning Center has small schools in South Burlington and Morrisville, and the school educates about a dozen kids with autism and other developmental disabilities. Elizabeth Novotny is an attorney who's helping Mosaic Learning give the board input on the new rules. Novotny says a small school like Mosaic doesn't have the money for an annual audit.
To require an audit yearly would be cost prohibitive. They run and could run up to $10,000 a year. And in a school that provides special education services only, there isn't a lot of room in a budget. So where does it come from, and is it necessary?
But even with the larger schools, the state board says the current rules don't provide adequate financial oversight. Salaries for the headmasters at Vermont's largest independent schools far outpace principals and even superintendents who work in the public system. Tax records show that St. Johnsbury Academy headmaster Tom Lovett made a little more than $337,000 in 2014. And at Byrne Burton Academy, headmaster Mark Tashton was paid about $231,000 the same year with benefits included. And as Vermont's enrollment continues to fall, public and private schools are both scrambling to fill their classrooms with students. Brad James is with the Agency of Education.
So we have a shrinking population, and that means the competition for those kids and that money is going to be increasing. I think that's also part of what's driving some of this conversation. That's making it tougher for everybody. And it's probably a little easier for the public schools because they're going to get their money regardless. Tax rates will go up. But it's a little bit harder for the independent schools because if they don't have kids coming in the door, they don't have funding.
The state board says it wants to make sure that every school remains viable and that the state dollars that are invested year in and year out are well spent. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.